Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the fun.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here for another week of understanding what's going on the farm, connections to family, and certainly to food. This is also the week when we have Dairy Month, and this week is National Egg Week. One of the things that comes to me back from people who listen to the program, and you can always find me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com, with the comments about what I talk about here, other things that I talk about in my other radio programs, but the focus on dairy. At first, when I started doing this program, I don't know, you go back to the podcast 4 or 5 years ago, it was mostly all about produce, because there seemed to be a lot of family farmers that were doing nothing but produce, because family farmers had gotten out of dairying. And then because I'm a dairy guy, I've been around cows all my life, people started saying, well, why don't you talk more about dairying? So I've spent a lot of time talking about dairying, and I'm happy to do that. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the winner, the supreme champion, in Hordes Dairymen. There's an overview of the various breeds, and when they have the contests, who the big champions are. The Brown Swiss was the supreme champion, topping a Holstein in the division. The scores: the Hordes Dairymen Cow Judging Contest. I'm looking at this bag on this Brown Swiss man. Oof, what a cow. That's all I can say about that. Okay, so then people have been saying to me, well, you never talk about chickens. You never talk about hens. You never talk about the egg business. And so coincidentally, this week is National Egg Week. The eggs are finally, if you'll pardon the pun, breaking out of their shell. Hardy har har. Eggs. You remember when we were kids, we were told eggs were bad for us because there was too much cholesterol in them. The cholesterol content was too high, therefore you better stay away. Well, then in 2000, the American Heart Association changed their guidelines talking about eggs and how beneficial they were, and the health benefits seemed to outweigh the concerns. The American Heart Association says healthy adults can enjoy an egg a day and easily remain within their daily cholesterol limits. Good for protein, all kinds of things. Eggs only have 75 calories. Great for those who are trying to lose weight. And 7 grams of protein, that sort of thing. But who really thinks much about the egg, other than whether you cook it, boil? I boil eggs to feed to my dog. I don't particularly like eggs, so I don't eat much. I don't like chicken much either, but I eat it, depending on where it comes from. Anyway, there are a lot of people who love scrambled eggs. I've been in and out of the egg thing, but when I think about people who have sunny-side-up eggs and soft-boiled eggs, it just turns me off. That's just me. It has nothing to do with being on the farm. I know that when you're asked, how do you like your eggs, if you're selling them by the dozen, you'd like them for $8 a dozen, please. Actually, there's some farmers around where I am, they're getting more than $8 a dozen, and I think it's worth it, frankly. At any rate, we acknowledge the hen that lays the egg. Chickens don't lay eggs. Hens lay eggs. Chickens are meat. I'm sure there are probably people that will argue with me about that, but that's the way I was brought up. So a little bit on the egg and egg month. As far as other things going on the family farm connected to food, fertilizer prices. I've really not talked about this on this program because there's so much conflicting information. I know the prices are going up, but I don't use commercial fertilizer on my farm, so I'm not quite up on it. But doing research for this program to bring you up to date on things, I thought it was important for us to recognize the fact that even though urea prices hit $935 a ton last year, last week the prices were down to $470 a ton. I can remember 25, 30 years ago when I used commercial fertilizers, I can remember as a kid going to pick it up, and it was $40 a ton, $30 a ton, $70 a ton. It wasn't that long ago I paid $120, $25 a ton. So, and I think, that was probably the last time I bought commercial fertilizer. I know, talking to my friends who use it, it was a couple of $100 a ton, but $935? Good God. Last week, prices down to $470 a ton, so they're going in the right direction. Since the end of March, the situation has improved itself. So putting it into perspective, is this the time to buy for next year? I don't know the answer to that. Josh Linville, who's the vice president of fertilizer at Stone X, says that today's prices look fantastic. And perhaps when you start looking around at what's going to happen, how much fertilizer, how much urea was used on corn this year, the prices are still high, but because the corn season is over, the demand that is planting, the demand is pretty much off or down. So from now until the end of the year, probably prices will be better. I guess the bottom line here is that in the next 5 months or so, you probably ought to get your, if you're using urea, you're using commercial fertilizer, you probably better be getting it put in your, whatever the warehouse is, whatever the barn, the shed, or whatever, but certainly not, because you won't know what next year is going to bring, so why wait, right? Isn't that the question? Why wait? Let's get it now, because the prices probably won't go down. Well, they might go down a little bit. Wait, he suggested, Mr. Linville suggested, that sometime in the next few months, certainly before November, you lay in what you need for next year. All right, there's some facts for people who are in the market for using that commercial fertilizer. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer now with a word, thinking about eggs as I just was and talking about how little there is in terms of calories. It's good to have the eggs around. If you're on a diet and you're trying to lose weight, there's a good way for you to do it. And by the way, how are you doing on your diet? Are you still working on it? You started beginning of the year, you've got COVID weight, you've got winter weight, and you need to be in good shape because there's a lot of activity this time of year necessary for people who are farming full-time, part-time, whether you've got a garden, whatever it is. Now's the time for you to support yourself, not only in the exciting weight loss success you've had, but keeping it off. That's even more exciting and easier to do using Kalotren, Kalotren. Go to toploss.com. Look at how hundreds of thousands of people have been supported in their journey to better health, losing weight, and keeping it off. I'm grateful that they chose me to tell their story 5 or 6 years ago, and it's still going strong. Matter of fact, after 25 years, the product is nothing but better, more available, and much more helpful. So if you want to lose weight and keep it off the natural way, this is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss year-round. Go to toploss.com, and right now, for this weekend only, you can have the unlimited buy 3 and get 3 free, or buy 30 and get 30 free. That's the deal as we head into Father's Day. Something to think about if you are trying to give your father a little help. He's lost some weight, want to help him keep it off, and get him some Kalotren. You'll find it at toploss.com. When you check out, you would use the code Doug or Doug Steffen, and therefore you'd get free shipping and that unlimited supply as you need it, as you want it, and you can pay for it over time, too. They get a special privilege for those who want to buy a lot and pay for it over time. They'll explain that at toploss.com.
Kalotren is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working off bite.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here to present Dr. Amital Cohen, who is with us to talk about her horticultural extension background. She's an agent with the University of Florida at their Institute for Food and Agricultural Sciences. Man, that's a mouthful, Dr. Cohen. Let's talk a little about what that all is and what the job does. What do you do to help farmers?
I love talking about extension and what I do. So every state in the U.S. has a land grant institution. These are federally funded universities that have extension programs that support farmers, commercial horticulture professionals, residential gardeners, and even youth development. So for example, the state of Florida, where I live and work, has University of Florida as our land grant institution, and the university has extension programs and staff. So people who work at these land grant institutions are called extension agents or advisors. And basically, they're the link between the university and the horticultural and agricultural community. So as an extension agent, I share research findings from the university to my community. And if my community comes back to me and has an issue or a research need, I actually relay that back to the university. My personal background is in insect biology. And so as an extension agent, I primarily help folks with pest and disease problems. And I also have a background with pollinators and bees as well.
All right. So you can't help us with the fact that the mosquito problem is worse this year than it has been for a while.
No, I can't help you with that. I am like really fascinated by mosquitoes, but I could just rant about them forever, so I won't.
Right. All right. That's good. We'll swat them as they come in and keep moving here. So I guess I'm curious. I always like to know more about the people who are involved in our conversations. You explained wonderfully well the land grant thing. Did you go to the University of Florida, or where did you go? Why did you get into this, and where did you get started?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So I went to UC Berkeley for my undergrad and then UC Santa Cruz for grad school. And when I was in school, I became really excited about agriculture. And I started taking every class I could about agriculture. And one of my instructors asked me if I wanted to start a beehive in my home. Really, he was just looking for places to put his own hives around the city because you can only have a certain number in each house. But I jumped at the chance, and I just became so obsessed with bees. I found them to be incredibly fascinating, and I decided this is actually what I want to do. I want to work with insects. I want to work with bees. I want to understand what's going on with their populations. Are they dying? And I just thought they're really beautiful creatures. And I also love honey as well. So who couldn't help loving bees?
That's right. Or the different kinds of honey. Some, they come from here in America. Some come from elsewhere. I found some interesting honey coming from Australia that recently has changed my taste, my palate, if you will, when it comes to honey. But you have a fascinating background. So let's dig into a little bit more of what you do with what you know. As we explain how these, I think the reason that I wanted you here is because you as a guest can help people understand what help they can get from folks like you in the various land grant institutions around the country. So we continue in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
On the American Family Farmer Program, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Hamutal Cohen from Florida, although she didn't go to school in Florida. She's ended up settling there. Was that because you were telling us that you love bees and you're into research and stuff? Is the bee popular? What, I guess the curiosity I have, there's a lot of great farming, beautiful farmland in a lot of places in Florida. Most people think of Florida as what's on the coasts, but if you go inland, I have spent a lot of time in Palm Beach County, or you go into the go up the Tamiami Trail, or Alligator Alley, some people call it. That part of Florida has fabulous farms and not much else. So maybe that's why, because there's so much farming there. Is that why you picked Florida? What was the reason to go to Florida?
Florida has amazing extension programs that are really renowned in the country, but there's an incredible amount of agricultural and horticultural diversity here. So usually when people think of Florida, they think of citrus. They think of oranges especially, but Florida actually provides a lot of different fruits and veggies for the country during times of year where it's hard to grow everywhere else. So we have watermelons, strawberries, you name it, it's also grown in Florida. And then now there's a really interesting movement in Florida to grow tropical fruit, avocados and lychees, especially as we see more and more problems with citrus production. So it's an exciting place to be. There's a lot of research and resources here when it comes to agriculture and horticulture. I work with a lot of commercial horticulture clients as well. And 80% of all houseplants in the U.S. actually come through Florida, through international trade that starts in Florida. And that means that a lot of invasive species, pests, and plants make their way into the U.S. through Florida. So that's another thing I'm really fascinated by. This is an amazing place to come learn about ecology, invasive species. There's so much plant diversity here, so many unique animals and plants. So, I'm loving Florida.
Yeah, I think that Florida has been misunderstood, if you will, or they've been, you're right about the citrus stuff. It seems that everybody thought that Florida was the citrus state, Frankly, this may be anathema to the people of Florida. I think California oranges taste better, at least this year, than Florida oranges. Maybe we could have a fight about about that. But I know a lot of other things that are grown there. Corn early in the season is great from northern Florida. And as you said, there are plenty of other things. So I'm curious as to, as you look at, how long have you actually been working in Florida? How long have you been doing this professionally?
Well, I've been working with insects for about 13 years, but I've only been in Florida for about 6 months, so I'm very new to Florida.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I was curious as to how your job has changed and whether you have to, somebody like you that's an independent researcher, someone who follows what is necessary, do you have to report to somebody? Or is it just, okay, I'm going to work on this project this week and that project next month and whatever? How do you decide what you have to study?
That's a really great question. Every extension agent is accountable to the community that they work in. So in Florida, for example, extension agents are assigned to a county. I'm stationed in Collier County. And the way that I'm held accountable to my community is I actually have an advisory board. So different leaders in my community come and help me develop my program. And 2 to 3 times a year, I bring them together and present to them what I'm doing. And I was hired specifically to work, for example, with pesticide licensing. So I'll present to them the advancements I've made with educating my local community about pesticides.
All right, let's hold it there. I want to ask you, I want to be more thorough with that because there's a lot of controversy about pesticides like there is fertilizer. What to use, how you, do you use the sort of the tried and true stuff that's been around for Monsanto, or do you come up with something that may be healthier? We'll get to that in a matter of moments as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer program. Dr. Hammertal Cohen is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. And it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. As President Biden is visiting New Mexico, residents are angry over how federal officials allowed planned burns to spread out of control, leading to the largest blaze in recorded state history. The fire that is still burning already has destroyed more than 430 homes. The president is set to address the matter. This is USA Radio News. The Los Angeles City Council ratified a local emergency declaration by Mayor Eric Garcetti to prevent local price gouging amid the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. Under the local emergency declaration, it is illegal for any person or business to sell baby or toddler formula for more than 10% the price charged prior to the emergency declaration. This is all according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. It's not clear if any other state or city is entering the same declaration. Speaking of California, Cal Fire officials say PG&E had an excessively delayed response that contributed to the initial spread of last year's Dixie Fire in Northern California. It took a troubleshooter 10 hours to arrive. This is USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
We'll be back into the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program, trending from Florida, trending around the country. The situation with food, agriculture costs, this is on everybody's mind as this program specializes in helping the family farmer, the small farmer. There are lots of questions. I was talking earlier in my news segment about the cost of fertilizer, and it's gone down a little, but it's still crazy. The prices are nuts and the influences that cause that. And I think the same probably can be said for pesticides, although full disclosure, on my farm, which I always refer to, I send people who are listening to this program, want to see what goes on my farm, go to the website or you can find me on Facebook, Easley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EasleyFarm.com. So I do not choose to use commercial industrial pesticides any more than I choose to use commercial industrial fertilizer. I have a compost operation on my farm, and I use that. It goes a long way. It doesn't cover all the ground I use. Probably this year I use 480, 490, close to 500 acres in hay. I'm going to grow a little bit of corn to feed my animals. And so I do have to confront issues of bugs, issues of things that would be, if I let them go, you know, be kind of traumatic for the plants that I'm growing. But I don't use pesticides. So is there in the world that you live in a way to get away from having to go use the stuff that comes from Bayer and Dow and DuPont so that people who, and I want not to say this sounding like I was a troublemaker because I'm not trying to be, but I think using some of these pesticides is completely irresponsible, not good for the soil. So I guess I've made my statement. Tell me what you're working on and what you think.
Yeah. So one of the things that we really try to teach farmers about is a strategy called Integrated Pest Management, or IPM. And what integrated pest management is when you use a suite of tools to tackle pest problems, be they insect pests, weed pests, or plant pathogens. And this suite of tools includes things like cultural control. Those are cultivation practices like crop rotation or farm diversification. Mechanical control, that's like using traps. Biological control, that's when you can use natural enemies to control pests, like using ladybugs. And then chemical control, which is, you know, your classic kind of conventional pesticides. So when I talk about IPM with my community, what I usually say is that it's not anti-pesticide, but pesticides are considered a last resort and are always used responsibly and according to the label. And using a combination of different methods to control pests and to prevent pest problems from getting large in the first place is better for the environment and it's better for people.
Well, I think there is a lot to be said there. I don't know. I would love to have you come to my farm and tell me what to do, because I don't know that I make the right choices, that I feel like they're the right choices for me and the land, because some of the land, I was plowing a field the other day trying to get it ready for some corn, and it's been used over and over and over again, and the person that uses, we share the land, is not someone who has grown up on anything other than commercial fertilizer. So the commercial fertilizer gets added when the corn, let's say, or whatever it may be, pumpkins, it doesn't make any difference what it is. When it's planted, there's fertilizer that's injected into the soil to help make the plants grow, the plants. But it doesn't do anything for the soil. And so I've come across some acreage that's dead. The soil, you look, it won't even grow weeds. It's that dead. So if you were here with me, I told the guys to that were plowing, come my guy's harrow behind me. So I stopped because there's so much trash on this particular parcel. When I say trash, it's things that have been let to grow there, and they didn't survive. They died. So the coverage is all like dead hay, dead grasses, dead weeds. You know what I mean? Whereas the parts of the field that I plowed already have some life, because they're already growing things that obviously we don't want in the corn, but at least it's showing some life. So I wonder, right. And we've had soil tests done, and they basically say what I've just said. The soil is dead, D-E-A-D, dead. And that comes from too much pesticide application, as far as I'm concerned. I remember reporting on this program, Dr. Cohen, a few months ago, the story of an experiment that was done, I think, somewhere in Pennsylvania, where on one side of the street, there was they used the regular commercial and industrial pesticides, and the other side of the street, they used and fertilizers, and the other side of the street they used the stuff that is more organic. And the soil on the side of the street that was organic was rich in a lot of worms and things, microbes in it when they tested it. The stuff on the other side of the street, when you shoveled into it, it's like digging into clay, dead soil. So yeah, That's what we have here. What do we do about that sort of thing?
I think, as farmers and land management and me as a researcher, we have a responsibility to steward our land, to build healthy soils, to support wildlife. But one thing that you mentioned is that it's really site specific. You have to know your environment. You have to know your soil, your fauna, your flora. And so as an extension agent, I like to recommend practices that people can do, but it's going to differ from place to place. So I always recommend that folks connect with their local extension office to learn more about how they can do those practices. But for example, one of the things I like to recommend is using cover crops. Cover crops are plants that slow erosion, improve soil health, enhance water availability. They smother weeds. They can even control pests and disease, but the plants you use is going to be very, very regional specific. But I absolutely agree with you that we need to be stewarding and taking care of our lands responsibly. And it's really hard, especially when you have economic pressures to grow crops. And so there's always a trade-off there. And, folks are usually doing the best that they can, is what I've found.
I have I had somebody on this program a few weeks ago, who was a person, someone like you doing research, and the focus was restoring native grasslands. And what I learned, because there's so much, this guy came from the Center for Native Grassland Management, University of Tennessee, and he was talking about obviously the same things you are talking about. The soil is different all around the country, and there are ways of taking the research that's been done. These people have done a lot of research, frankly. You probably know about them. To bring not necessarily organic management, but to bring in the stuff that will help to revitalize the land. And a lot of it, I, for example, in the fields that I'm about to plant this weekend, I'm putting barley and clover into the mix because it grows fast and hopefully will beat out the weeds. And then I bought some native to this part of the country. I bought some native seed from a guy down in Pennsylvania that the researcher recommended to me because it's regional. I think a lot of times we don't necessarily think about regional. We just think about whatever seems to be the most commercially viable. Let's get some of that. And because there's so few people around now doing this, we've basically allowed the sources for grass and seeds in general to get to four big companies. You know, about 80% of all the seeds in the country are controlled by four companies, which is wrong, 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 wrong. But you got to learn how to deal with it, at least for now. And I'm sure that has been part of what you have gone through. Let's pause for a moment here. By the way, that podcast I was talking about, Restoring Native Grasslands, is available at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, along with some other podcasts. So if you want to catch up, just go look at the list of all the conversations that are there. You get some ideas on what can be done in your farm from this program and the podcasts. All American Family Farmer Show podcasts are available without charge at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch. Which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members, along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
Back for a few more minutes here with Dr. Amital Cohen, who is enthusiastic, encouraging. I love the conversation about the bees. I think that you've got a real future, not only in all the other things that you're talking about, but the bee thing, because we have such a problem in our country. We haven't talked enough about it. Maybe we spend a few minutes. You know, there are always these questions, finger-pointing. The bees are being killed because of the pesticides, or they're being killed by predators or whatever. What really is going on with bees? And are things as discouraging as we've heard, or is there hope?
I'd love to tell you about bees. So bees are incredibly important because they pollinate a bunch of different stuff. I think they pollinate over 130 different crops. But bee populations are declining. And this is due to a combination of different factors, including pesticides, habitat loss, and disease. So for my PhD, I studied bee disease And there are over 20 RNA viruses that bees can get. There are bacterial and fungal parasites. There's microsporidian parasites. And the stressors that impact bees can amplify one another. So if I can give an example, when I think of having a cold in the past, maybe caused by a virus, I was able to rest and get better. But one time when I was younger, I got a cold and it didn't get better. I wasn't sleeping well. I wasn't eating well. And it turned into pneumonia. So it's the same for bees. They can usually fight off parasites and pathogens. But if they're stressed out from pesticide exposure or they don't have enough food because of habitat loss, these parasites and pathogens can become deadly. And unfortunately, bee decline and bee disease affects many different species. So, for example, we know that bumblebees in the U.S. are endangered and struggling with these issues.
And so under the circumstances, even the different kinds of bees, right? You're just talking about bumblebees. There are honeybees. There are those horrible big bees that seem to kill everything in its path. You know, some of those things we want not to have around, right? But can we breed the ones? Is there enough facilities around to breed the kind of bees that are helpful all the way around?
Most bees are actually really helpful. So when people think of bees, they think about the honeybee, right? Which honeybees are those charismatic yellow and black bees, live in colonies. But honeybees are just one species. And you'll probably never guess this. There's actually 20,000 different species of bees.
Wow.
And in the U.S., there's 4,000. So they come with a diversity of behaviors and habits. And most bees are actually solitary. And they live in the ground or in cavities above ground, maybe in like a dead tree. And they come in an array of colors and sizes. They can be blue, green, yellow, black, you know, brown. These bees are sweat bees, leaf cutter bees, minor bees, cellophane bees, carpenter bees, bumblebees. And actually, scientists have found that these bees contribute more to pollination than we previously knew. But we're really concerned because these bees, we think, are also declining as well, even though it's harder for us to track what's going on with these wild populations. So usually if you think of, like, an angry bee, you might actually be thinking of a wasp, like a yellow jacket. That's often something that people confuse with bees. But most bees are very, very gentle. They don't want to sting. They don't want to kill things in their path. You know, they eat pollen and nectar.
So we shouldn't be killing them in turn. So the wasp and hornet stuff is different from the bee itself and how we take care of it. What a fascinating conversation, fascinating the work that you're doing. I wish you well. Thank you for the information and helping me to go off on a couple of toots from my experiences. And hopefully that's all something that folks listening on family farms around the country relate to. Dr. Hamutal Cohen here from the land grant system in Florida, researching, doing a lot of stuff when it comes to bee populations and then how to support your land. So I think she's got the straight scoop. Thanks again, Dr. Cohen, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-17.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
53 past the hour on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, here with some thoughts. I was thinking as we listened to Dr. Cohen about the best practices for cover crops and how to optimize production. There's so much conflicting information because there are so many competing companies and they're focusing on trying to get your business. And oftentimes, as is the case, not necessarily with advertising, but with promotion that comes from these companies, you don't get the whole story. You don't get the straight story. You know, what do you do? How do you decide what you're going to use? I find cereal rye to be good. I just mowed a couple of fields that, you know, it grows through the winter. Use it as a cover crop, but it's also great for straw. So that happens to be what I use, but a lot of people have different requirements. There are people who use, they use clover, they use barley. There are a number of different things that are good for the soil, good to maintain it and erosion. I noticed even though this year that there was some erosion, maybe the rye didn't get planted fast enough. It didn't get in the ground until November. So I didn't really have much of a chance to grow until springtime, but it flourished. But I noticed as I was mowing the field the other day that there's a lot of ruts and a lot of runoff there. And I don't like that. So, and usually the cover crop will keep that from happening. All right. Another situation that I find is worthy of comment is the amount of land that is being developed. Farmers who are selling off, farm families who are selling off their land. And what the impact is for this land, 30% of agricultural acreage used to grow the 12 most valuable crops in America has been eaten up in the past 30 years. Think about that. A third of the land used to grow crops, whether to feed cattle, feed humans, whatever, is gone because of government policy, the so-called death tax. Who's thinking this stuff through? That's, you know, I've noticed the American Farm Bureau Federation, the United Farmers Union have taken strong positions with this, but because there are so few people that come from the farm, there are so few voices in the Senate and few voices in Congress, that, you know, think about this. In most of the unpopulated states, they have three people that represent them. They have one congressman and they have two senators, and that's it. You know, states like California have a couple of dozen congressmen, New York, Florida, pick a state that's populated and they get lots of representation. So most of the time, and I found this to be the case when, frankly, when Trump was president, he was a hamburger eating New Yorker, didn't know from nothing about agriculture or farms. And that was shown in his appointment of Sonny Perdue, who was a horror show. So under the circumstances, do we get anything better from Biden? And why do we have to be so dependent on the government anyway? Why can't we use our own experience? Why can't, you know, there's so many government programs now, they've gotten into your business. And I noticed I just got my crop, my report in the mail the other day from the locals that I have to fill out and send back in again. I mean, it's all well and good to keep track of that stuff, but to control as much land, you know, the other side of this is the government, the Bureau of Land Management, you know, before Black Lives Matter was BLM, BLM was the Bureau of Land Management. That's what BLM meant. And the Bureau of Land Management has taken, when Clinton was president, my God, the government took over hundreds of thousands of acres of land to supposedly protect various species. But when the government takes over land, many of the acres that have been used, as you know, many of you probably are like me, some of the land you use is government-owned, and you lease it from the government. I have hay and corn land, and I use that. As a matter of fact, that's part of what I'm seeding down this weekend. And so the impact of what that control does to you and to your ability to farm, along with the fact that so much land is being eaten up by development, you see, there's, you know, the government will tell you, wow, we're trying to do this to help save species or save whatever, however, whoever. I'm just looking at some areas of the country where they have very distinguished crops. They're known for one crop only. And as that land gets eaten up, there is less of that crop around. I think about asparagus and some of the other things. So, I mean, the solution is to have your representation speaking for you about the future of farm lands. That's not being done. Let's see if we can change that. A word to the wise, my thoughts on this movement as we conclude this hour of the American Family Farmer. It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.